It is, what is it, the 7th of November, so Christmas music, Santa hats, festive cheer, but is it too soon in early November? I am tempted to play all of this, but I might get into more trouble than usual. Actor Hugh Grant has lashed out at a coffee shop, the chain Pret. He tweeted basically saying, "Christmas hats and music off, please, Pret. Try again in 4 weeks. It doesn't make us merry or spend more. It makes us gnash." But does he have a point, or is it all bah humbug? Let's speak to the commentators, Lada Sharma and Emma Wolfe. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Emma, we'll start with you. Is it too early, too soon, or, you know, once Halloween is out of the way, is it kind of fair game?
I think it's fair game. I think in the past I've been a real Grinch about this and a bit more like Hugh Grant, oh, bah humbug. But actually I'm mellowing, and I think that seeing all this lovely Christmassy stuff and hearing the music and watching Mariah Carey do her thing actually makes the cold and the dark weather and all the wintry kind of vibe, it makes it a bit more bearable, because we've got something to look forward to now. We've got Christmas, and that's lovely. And anyway, it is November.
Yeah, it's November 7th, but it's over a month until Christmas. Now, I am the wrong person. I meant to be impartial, but when it comes to Christmas, if I could get my tree up at the start of November, I would. And once Halloween...
You get your stuff up in September, don't you?
No, I put Stephen's Christmas tree up. He had a big glittery pink one, and me and Gareth put it up in September, and I think it stayed up for about a year and a half. But that's a different kettle of fish there. That's just a strange little man. But when it comes to Christmas, Lada Sharma... You know, Emma mentioned Mariah Carey there. She's been all over social media, basically selling crisps, literally, using Christmas. So is that just another example when it comes to this discussion that money is the driver for most of it?
Yeah, and you know what? I appreciate that the Christmas music comes on and it's just fabulous and it makes everybody feel good and cuddly and warm inside. But fundamentally, this is supposed to be a Christian celebration. Am I not a Christian? I come from a different heritage, different background and different religion. But I really do appreciate that for a lot of Christian people, this is a Christian service. It is a Christian celebration. It's about the birth of Christ. It's all that sort of thing. And I think what's happened is we've lost the sense of what Christmas is actually about. And I feel bad in that sense that, you know, yeah, I mean, I've celebrated Christmas all my life. We've done the whole thing, and I say we're not from that background. So I do feel that commercialization, it's all a money-making exercise. It's all about take, 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 buy, 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 and expect, expect.
But where's the line with that? I get what you're saying. If they're pushing stuff like that at you to try and get you to buy stuff, but you still have the option whether to buy or not. I wonder as well.
No, I
wonder as well how the likes of the staff will feel whenever you go into a shop. If you work in retail or in the restaurant trade, for example, and if from the 1st of November you've got to listen to Christmas songs on a loop, that must melt your head completely, Lada Sharma.
I think that is pretty overwhelming.
My brain completely. I've walked into the likes of some of the big stores, and I'm sitting looking at the poor girls. And the mad rush is bad enough throughout the year, but when Christmas music's on and everybody's out there trying to prepare. And I just look at those poor girls and I go, oh my gosh, your head must be melted. And they're just looking at me with a vacant look in their face thinking, we have like now 8 weeks or 12 weeks of this to put up with. It's just incredibly, I just feel, it is a Christian celebration. Let's just remember, let's just start on the 1st of December. It's something to look forward to.
Another way to look at it.
Right.
Emma Wolfe, aside from the fact that people have to work in that industry sometimes and it might be a bit overwhelming for them, but aside from that, if it's Christmas hats, it's a bit of music, who cares? You know, do you hear people complaining about what staff usually wear when you go into a cafe, for example, or what music they usually have in the background? Do we even notice?
No, exactly. And you know what? I do think it's part of winter, and actually it's also part of the retail cycle. When I was a teenager, I worked at Woolworths, which is now defunct. But honestly, Woolworths, the Christmas mania started in September, October. And we were, from then on, full red hat, glittery, whatever. And, you know, the thing is, by the time we finally finished on Christmas Eve at, like, midnight, just setting up the January sales, I was completely Christmased out. So, you know, I think for staff in retail, it is part of the cycle. I'm not sure I buy the whole thing about it being a religious ceremony. Of course it is. But that's
it is, and for many, it still is.
Yeah, of course. But no, but can I just say, of
it's
course,
it's not about whether you buy it or not, Emma. That's factually what it was.
Okay.
If I could just finish my sentence, it might be better, because then you could actually respond to what I'm saying.
Okay, let's let Emma finish her point, but we are running out of time, Emma, so
right,
if you could politely hurry up.
Going to Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve is an entirely different experience going into your local shop and being, you know, overwhelmed by Mariah Carey. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, let's go to Bertie in Lisburn. Good morning, Bertie.
What I'm trying to say is that it's a Christmas celebration for Christians, and we should respect that.
Okay, but of course, and I get the point. Sorry, Bertie, one second. I get the point you're making, Lana, but for many people, where it will be a Christian holiday, a Christian celebration, there'll be other people that like to celebrate it and for non-religious reasons. Bertie, go ahead. Have you got your tree up yet?
Okay, Femi. Yes, well, I think it's commercialised too much now. People go to come in, people that go out doing a lot of shopping, and they tell me that they've stuff been in the shops a month long before Halloween. And it's
I started my Christmas shopping in August.
Yeah, that's it. And it's just this commercial special offers and all for Christmas and all these. People's not worried about that. They're more concerned about their bread butter issues in this day and age. And everyone talk about, Christmas, we'll see what way things go with this Brexit thing. People don't understand it. So I think people's more. And then prices raise, electricity and all. No Christmas trees far too early. And then, look at the price of electricity went up. Many people have Christmas trees lit up. I don't know if there's any lit up outside yet. I'm sure there is.
I don't know. I've heard that there's a few up. If there's any up around near you, Nolan at bbc.co.uk, email us. We'll send our reporter Nicola Weir out to see where the first Christmas tree was put up in Northern Ireland. Lata Sharma, Bertie, thank you. Thank you very much. Emma Wolf, I know you actually already have your tree up.
No, no
you
way.
You lie.
I don't do trees. I don't do the tree.
No?
No, don't do the trees. Don't do the tinsel. Don't do any of it.
Oh dear, Lata, did you put a tree up?
My family.
I do, but on the 1st of December. My children insist the 1st of December. But happy Christmas, Emma.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. It's too early for that. Lata and Emma, thank you both very much.